Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Broken even if they don't believe you, just tell them. Even if they don't receive you, tell them for me. Tell them for me. Tell them that I love them. And I came to seems you are forsaken. Just tell them, though it seems your earth is shaking. Tell them for me. Oh, tell them for me. Tell them that I love them. Oh, yes. And I came to. The cold streets all alone. Tell that crying child who doesn't have a home. Oh, tell those hungry people dying, lost and in despair. They don't even know that I care. So tell. Just tell them, even if they don't receive you, tell them for me. Come on and tell them for me. Tell them that I love them, oh yeah. And I came to let them know. Won't you tell them on the streets and on the highways? Compel them, and even on the byways, tell them that I can mend the brokenhearted, restore the ones who have parted. For I came to.
Turn with me to Luke chapter 15. Luke 15. Which man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose, verse 4, the 99, if he lose one, would not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost? When he has found it, he layeth it on his shoulders. When he comes home, he says to his friends, rejoice with me, I found my sheep. I say unto you likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than 99. Or what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle? When she's found it, she calls her neighbors and says, rejoice with me. I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God. And then a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said, Father, give me my portion. Not many days after, he took his journey to a far country. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine. But when he came to himself, he said, I shall arise and I will go. Now, when he was yet a long way off, his father saw him and had compassion. And he fell down and kissed him. But his father said, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring, shoes, fatted calf, kill it, let us eat and be merry. This my son was dead, he's alive, he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Amen. Now, if we look at various wonderful scriptures, we can see a beautiful pattern here. In Psalm 5, it says, in verse Psalm 5 and verse 11, it says, let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Amen. And let them ever shout for joy. Everybody say, joy for us.
Joy
to the world. Then Psalm 16 says, thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. Then Psalm 27 verse 6 says, my head shall be lifted up above mine enemies. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Everybody say, joy for us.
Joy.
Then Psalm 30 verse 5 says, joy cometh in the morning. Psalm 32 verse 11 says, shout for joy. Psalm 35 verse 9 says, my soul shall be joyful. Psalm 35 verse 27 says, let them shout for joy. Psalm 42 verse 4 says, I went with him to the house of God with the voice of joy. Then Psalm 43 verse 4 says, I will go to the altar of God with my exceeding joy. All right. Psalm 51 verse 8 says, make me to hear joy and gladness. Psalm 51 verse 12 says, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Psalm 63 verse 5 says, my soul shall be satisfied and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Psalm 66 says, make a joyful noise. Psalm 67 says, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Psalm 81 verse 1 says, sing aloud unto God our strength and make a joyful noise. Look, there are hundreds of scriptures that teach us about our joy. Okay. Those are the ones I'm reading.
Wow.
But there is only one place in the Bible that speaks about the joy of God.
Wow.
That God is happy.
Wow.
And something that makes God happy. And that is soul winning. Now, the story in Luke chapter, the whole of Luke 15 is about winning the lost. The lost sheep. You heard that story. Then the lost coin. And then the lost son. My son was lost. That's Luke 15 from verse 1 to the last verse. So the whole of Luke chapter 15 is dedicated to the lost. Alright? The lost son, the lost coin, and the lost sheep. In all these three, we see something amazing. Something beautiful, something exciting, and that is soul winning changes the mood of God. Amen. Soul winning changes God's mood. So you must believe when God tells us what makes him happy. Because no one can imagine how how big God is or what God is like. Because the heat we are feeling is from the sun. The sun's heat is what we are experiencing. The sun, the earth is like, if the earth is like my little small finger here, like a little one here, small, not my fist, my finger tip here, yeah, this one here. The sun is like this. 1,000 times bigger than the earth.
Huge.
And it's exploding and burning. And the heat that is coming in the form of wind that's blowing from the sun. If you want to see the wind of the earth, of the sun, it's called the Aurora Borealis. All right? Aurora Borealis. Art students are grumbling. Now, if you go to the North Pole, or in some countries like Denmark and so on, you can see the wind. And in the night, it becomes colorful. So you see blue, red, and you see the wind is blowing. In fact, they used to think it was angels. And probably they are. But it's solar. It's called the solar wind. I mean, God is really great. Now, if you want to cross this earth with a plane, if you start from Accra and you fly to South Africa, to Australia, back to England, and back within a day or two, you can go round with a plane, the whole world. But if you take one of the stars, and you can see from our compound here, we specially designed it to see the stars from there. You can see the stars from there. One of the stars you can see from there is called Rigel. It would take a plane 1,200 years to cross over the surface of a star. One of the small twinkle, twinkle little stars we are seeing up there. And it is so far. That's why it's so small. It's far bigger than the sun. The sun is one of the small stars. If the sun is like this, if the sun is like my fingertip, like that, one of those stars like Rigel will be bigger than the whole church. Round, huge. You're very huge and very far. Rigel is 650 light years from the earth, which means that when it gets to your eyes, it is what happened 650 years ago. So that means that each twinkle you see is a twinkle that twinkled 650 years ago. And it's now getting to the earth that you are seeing the back like that. It's 650 years old. So if it explodes and it disappears, we will not know until 650 years from now. So how great is God? And how marvelous and amazing is He? So God is telling us what makes Him happy. And Jesus said, likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. There is joy in heaven when one person repents. Now somebody say, oh, maybe it's angels that are happy, but God Himself is not happy. You want to argue? This is what I feel. I sense you want an argument. How many can sense this person wants an argument? All right? Now, in verse 7, it says, there is joy in heaven. So, there is happiness in heaven, which is where God is. But if we look at the story of the prodigal son, you get what I'm saying? The prodigal son is the story of a lost son and a father, which is God. I'm sure you agree with that story. No argument about that. This father was in his house, very melancholy, very depressed. And then when he spotted his boy coming home, he didn't spot his faithful son who had not left the house. It was the lost son coming home that changed his mood. And he became so excited. He lost control of himself and started sharing things to the boy. When he saw him, he became so happy and organized a party. Now, I'm sure many brothers, if you get married, you'll be happy to see a beautiful, exciting, nice, mood-changing sister. Rather than a strict, angry, some way person. Is it not true? Yes. So you have to ask yourself, what is it that would change somebody's mood? And by the way, you have to watch people before you ask them for things. Yeah, Charlie, the guy is in a bad mood and you ask for certain things, you what will be the answer? The answer will be, you must be out of your mind. You know, one day I asked my father for something. I think I timed it wrongly. Yes. And you know, the thing I asked him, he had mentioned it before. So that is what even gave me the boldness and even the idea to ask for it. But I think I timed wrong. When I asked him, do you know what he told me? Do you really want to know what he told me? He told me, I have other children apart from you. And that alone should tell you the meaning of that answer. That was the end of that topic up till today. He said, I have other children. But that's not what he said at first. But I went at the wrong time. And that was the end. So you have to know what to look at the person's flow before you go and ask for certain things. Now, everybody has what he likes. One day I met somebody. Person said, my so-and-so has traveled to London or America and is coming back. And I have to prepare for his or her arrival. So I said, what is the preparation? He said, is it banku and okro stew with nga and ka and wa and nane and wele? And what again? Nane. Mini. You can ask your neighbor, what is the meaning of all these things? Mini. Have I said everything? Everything. Mini. The small snails, the big snails, the intestines. This is what he said. If I am coming to Ghana, this is what I need. Nani. Like, the meat is there, but I want the bones. Then I'll be happy. It's a mood changer. You can't force me to like what you like.
So true.
I'm telling you what I want. How many have ever seen somebody's food and felt like vomiting? Raise your hand if you have ever seen somebody's food and you felt like the food looks like poop. Raise your hand if you have seen such, but you didn't say it, isn't it? Out of politeness, you just sort of flowed along and said, wow, I'll have rice or I'll have something else. But it has occurred to me many times. I said, this thing, no, it looks... Even if I'm angry, the fasting will continue. So, what it is that God has what he likes. Yeah. God has what he likes. The man's mood will change. He become happy. He organized a party. He started sharing gold, rings, shoes, robes, clothes. He organized parties. It was like,
So when the son came, the son took him on. The son took him and said, I've been here. Now, even a small goat, we have never eaten one before this house. And the father was confused because he had lost control of himself for that moment and had actually used the boy's calf, because he said, all that I have is thine. So it's like, I've shared everything for you. So the father was taken off guard because he was so elated, so happy, wow, that he started dishing out things. Yes. So if there is something that can change God's mood, we are reading the Bible. Now somebody say, when you get to heaven, they will take Luke for you, Luke. And they will call you, come, come. An angel with a hammer who takes it, come here, come here, come here. And open to Luke 15 and say, read out something, joy in heaven. I came, I say, who that he that has seen me has seen God. I say, what makes me happy? It makes me excited. It's what is nice to me. It's what's beautiful to me. I'm telling you what I like. You can't tell me what I should like. You can't choose for me. I've decided what I like. And I say, what I like, what changes my mood, is, what do you call it? Soul winning. You know, I saw somebody, they said it was a prophecy, a bad prophecy about the person's life. So they said, oh, let's do something. Let's make a donation to an orphanage. And let us make a gospel song. You know, it's like it will sort of change the prophecy. But if really you want something that changes God's mood about you, I'm talking about soul winning. You know, giving to soul winning is different from giving to an orphanage. It's different from giving to the church. It's different from building a church. It's different from giving to a man of God. There are different things. Now I'm telling you what God has said in his word. What he has described and said, that this one makes my mood change. Or joy is not a mood.
It's a mood.
Science students, support me. Is it a mood or it's not a mood? Or is it just for art students to decide? Joy, is it a mood or it is? It's a mood. It's an emotional mood. God becomes happy. God becomes happy. He becomes excited. And I was not surprised when this year he spoke to my heart and told me, I want you to win souls. Don't change your message. He told me I should preach the message of pure salvation. I shouldn't change it at all. Yes. Pure salvation. Pure salvation. Hallelujah. And I believe that if we want something that make God happy with us, pray that we will continue and we will win souls. How many, when you are watching, God touch your heart? Yes. Even when I watch, I say, is it us who went to do all these things? All these dangerous places. We have been to all, there is no fiction in this. We didn't take a picture of a crowd and put a name there. There's nothing like that. This is real. These are real places. That's why I mentioned them. And many of the places that we are building church buildings. The places you saw in Liberia, Ganta, Banga, Kakata, and so on. We are actually building there now, churches. There is no... And I thought that when I do crusade, the church's money will get finished. But rather, God has provided and provided and provided. So, I don't want to hide it from you. You know, if you have to give to me or give to the church and want me to tell you the truth about what would change, I believe, what God's heart is. If there is evangelism, it's God's heart. Yes. I once had a vision of a heart beating. And I said, what is this? And the Lord said, it is my heart. I said, what is your heart? I said, my heart is soul winning. Yes. And you see, soul winning, there's no money. You think we got money from these people? You now look at it. The number of trucks we have lost. Cars, expenses, people, traveling, danger, all this. But God will provide. And I don't want any of us to be left out of God's grace to our church and our ministry worldwide, those watching as well. It's God's grace that in this church we have an international, I don't know if you are seeing the countries, so Mozambique, Zambia, South Africa. We crossed the whole of South Africa. Everywhere we went, we have never seen a crusade like this before. They say every place is like a song. We might as well write the song and say, sing it. So we have not seen anything like this before. If Bonke had been there, then they would say, ah, it was 27 years ago Bonke came here. Yes. And like that. That is the story. Time and time. You might as well write it on a script. When the pastor starts talking, he opens up. These are exactly what you are saying. It's a chorus. Time after time. Time after time. And you see, Reinhard Bonke, you know, when he preaches in churches, he encourages people to do evangelism. And that's what people don't do. The other day I was looking at him, I was thinking, wow, this man has encouraged people to win souls. People, that is the particular thing people don't do. Because you ask yourself, here we are, we are big men here. We have cars, we have everything. Why should you get up? Why should I go to Congo? The next place I'm going is Congo. That's where we are going. We are entering there. If you can put a map of Congo there, if you can find a map of Congo and Zambia, you see, Congo is so big, there are no roads that cross through. So where we are going is under. So we have to come from here, then we come another crusade, another set of crusades will come from another side. Later, another side, we come from Rwanda. So from Congo to Malawi, then we are going up to Rwanda and going towards east, the east. Why? Why are we doing it? Why? Because that's what he says. Do you want to get to heaven? He said, come here, you come. Stupid fool. When you were on earth, do you have a Bible? You don't have a Bible. Then hold your head and put it down. Read it. Do you see what I said makes me happy? You didn't read it. Eh? So I want to encourage you. If you want to be, make sure that your arm is in healing Jesus crusade. Your arm is in it. And that is why we are launching Ben M Partners. People that are beautiful, exciting to God, nice to God. I said, not to me or to you. Nice, mood changing. They change your mood. The mood of the Father is changed. It was so nice to him. When God saw the son, the boy coming, when he saw the lost coming, he said, no, 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 no. The other son, he was shocked. You couldn't believe it. Chale. Poray. He had music and dancing. Put it up there. Music and dancing. Music and dancing. What can make God organize parties for you? He had music and dancing. Organized by who? The Father. Joy in heaven. If you don't believe it's the Father, this is the Father. This one can make the Father dance. So when he came, the Father was... Hey! I said, but we have not seen your moves before. You know, I have a certain dance at crusades. Yes. And my crusader, I heard them gossiping about me one. They said, when you see him dancing that dance, then it means he's very happy. I heard them. Because they saw that my mood had changed. That's why I would dance like that on the stage. I heard them discussing. They said, when you see him dancing that dance, it means that he's happy and the crusade has worked. That his mood has changed.
I receive it.
So everybody here, see, the way you are going to cause souls to be won, God is going to look at you and his attitude. For the first time, he will have a smile. How many times when you go to an important person, you are hoping the person will smile at you? But when the face is very serious, he doesn't look up. He doesn't look up. Just looks on the table, continues writing. And you know that it's not going to be easy. And he'll write. Then he start talking without looking at you. Then he'll turn the table this way and be looking here and talking about you. It's not good. But if when he sees you, he smiles. On the other hand, yeah, talk. What is it? One day somebody came to see my father. He wanted a job. And he came to the gate. I rang the bell. But my father's window looks over the gate. So he shouted from the upstairs to about over there. Who is there? And the person mentioned his name. Charles, whatever. What do you want? He said, I'm Doug's friend. Who? Whose friend? Doug. So what do you want? I wanted to discuss. You want to discuss what? I wanted to discuss a job. What job? What do you learn in school? He interviewed him from the window to the gate. I tell you. I think he almost wheeled on himself. And he never got any job. Yeah. He came at the wrong time. And if he had come at another time, maybe he would have said, So you always want to come to a great welcome. Put a map, let's see. Yeah. Huh? Is it correct? My friend, move it up a bit before you get into trouble. Go up. This is Zambia in Dola. This is Zambia. So this is where we are going. Kamina. You know where they killed Patrice Lumumba? This side. And when Reinhard Bonnke and Co. had a crusade there, their trucks had a terrible accident and two of the Germans died. They collided with a petrol tanker. Yeah. Evangelism is not a small thing. And few have braved the difficulties and persisted to do evangelism. And I thank God we have been at it for 14 years. Amen. So, turn with me finally to Luke chapter 13 as we close. Verse 2, Jesus answered and said, do you think those Galileans were more sinners than you? No. Or those 18 on whom the tower fell? No. I tell you, nay. Except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Then he spoke a parable and said, a certain man had a fig tree and planted in his vineyard and came and sought fruit and found none. And he said to the dresser, these 3 years I've been coming here, seeking fruit. I don't find any. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answered and said, Lord, leave it alone this year. So when God is giving you time, he gives you 1 year. Leave it this year. I'm giving you just this year. And what am I going to do? I shall dig it about it. And I shall dung it. I shall dig around it. And I shall dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. if not after that. So God comes to you spiritually and he's looking for you for fruit. And he says, dig it. Dig around it. Move things. Yeah. Put some air. And then dung it. The word dung, it means pour into. You see, what I'm preaching, I'm pouring into you. Yeah. I'm pouring into you. Dunging it. Yeah. I'm pouring into you. Yeah. Hallelujah. And give it one more year. Don't think that somebody is more of a sinner than you to be dead. Eh? You know, I was thinking, why did Jesus connect these three stories? The blood of the people whom Pilate killed, the people whom the tower fell on, and this story of a tree. He was trying to show, don't think that they are more sinners than you. Except you also repent, you perish. Then what is the repent from what? Because we can't feel our sins. So the other day I was meditating on this scripture and I came to my house. And in my house I have two mango trees that I brought from Guinea. I planted them for the last 4 years, 5 years. I'm waiting to see the first mango. And I've discussed with the gardener that this tree cumbereth the ground. Because it's taking the space and it even makes the garden dark. It makes the place very dark. So I discussed with him and he gave me the same. He said, Ufane, if we can wait small, leave it for just a year. Yes. So in the middle of the night, it was about 3 a.m., I was praying. And I came to look out of my window and I look at the trees. Then I heard the Holy Spirit telling me, what sin do you think this mango tree can commit? What sin do you think this mango tree can commit as it is planted in the garden? And I thought, fornication? No. Homosexuality? No. Trees? No, I don't think they are homosexual trees. Drunkenness? No. I was thinking of the sins of a tree. Littering? No. It manures the ground. What can the tree do? What bad thing can the tree do? Can it kill somebody?
No.
Can it harm somebody? Does it steal? And I thought to myself, does it lie? It doesn't lie. There's only one sin the tree can do that will irritate me. Whenever I come, I bless this tree. Because you see, I brought this special from Guinea. I carried you specially. I dug around and manured you. I was only looking for one thing. You see, many times we are looking, so I have to stop lying, I have to stop fornicating, I have to stop all these things. Look, those who are not fornicating and those who are fornicating, they are almost the same. Because those who are not fornicating are thinking about it. And those who are fornicating are doing what they are thinking. It's almost the same thing. Huh? That's what Jesus said. Okay, you are righteous people, so you, it's okay. Jesus said, if I look at you and I desire you, how many brothers can say you have not desired somebody since you married? If there are bishops here, I don't want to disturb you. Question time. What sin can this tree commit? And the Lord showed me. It was in the night, like 3 a.m. I was looking at the trees. Dark. Dark. Nobody knows I'm awake when I'm awake. You never know that I'm awake. But I was awake. And I was, what sin? I said, the only sin is for him not to bring forth fruit. Yeah. This is the only thing that will make me take my cutlass. And I became afraid. And I said, Lord, you are expecting something from me. If it doesn't come, that's it. Because there is what God has dung. You know, I went to check the word dung in the Greek. He said to pour something into. So God has poured things into us. He has invested, poured his word, his love, his mercy, his angels, his gifts, his money, and we are sitting there. What sin can, is it for, let me tell you, it's not that I'm supporting fornication or lying or stealing, but Charlie, the truth is, what I said is true. When you look with your hymen, you have already done it. You get what I'm saying? We are all guilty. I don't think that is what God is looking at. It is the tree. No fruits. And truly. You know, one day somebody gave me a goat. I don't eat goats. But somebody gave me. It was in the house. I didn't mind it. But one day I came to the house. And it started. Ma. I said, ah. Somebody have left you to be happy in the house. What you are doing, I don't like it. You get it? It became a goat soup. the goat committed the only mistake that he could have made. Only one thing was to disturb me because I wasn't worried about the goat. I said, let it be happy. In the house, if you just be enjoying. Ma'am, this is the one thing you shouldn't have done. This is the one thing you shouldn't have done. I had decided to give you a long life, but the one thing you should have done, you've done it. Hey, what is the one thing? Lighthouse Chapel International, Mission Kigeri, QFC. First Love Church. And what? Mega Church. Lighthouse. Huh? Anakazo Assemblies. Loyalty House. Mustard Seed. Shepherd House. Amu Igreja something. Amu. There is only one thing. I tell you, read it. Luke 13. He said, leave it for this year. This year. Maybe you are here, God is giving you just a year. Do you think God has poured something into you? You know, it made me sit up. And I was thinking, you know. Because when I look at my books, I've written more books than. We have 19 million books. Yeah, out already. 19 million. It's a lot of books, huh? It's a lot of books. It's major publishing. You know, this New York sell bestsellers and all this. 100,000 bestsellers. And they send people to buy it. They send people to buy it. Yes. You know, one day I met somebody, I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm an author. So what are you doing? He said, I'm writing a bestseller. I said, how do you know it's a bestseller? So it's determined before you write it. Yes, it's determined before. They write, they put it bestseller. It hasn't been sold even one. It's decided as a bestseller. Are you still around?
Yes.
What is the one thing you can do wrong? The thing that is expected from you, it doesn't come. Then God looked and said, this man, I put you here for a reason. I don't see the show. I give you 1 year. Me, I'm a doctor. I'm a medical doctor. I know medical things. I can mention in 1 second 10 things that can wipe you out between now and December. You'll be buried before December and forgotten. Not only buried, forgotten. It is your 1 year that will make people remember you. The 1 year. I can mention like that. I'll tell you what can make you go out of the world by December, this December. I'm speaking as a science student and as a doctor. I know the art students will find it difficult too. Art students are panicking. Oh, that's a doctor. Is it true? Can you also mention 10 things? That's a surgeon. Can you also mention papa like that? Yes, by December, it will be gone. At your age. You know, one day I visited a pastor and his son was sick. But he had a long-standing sickness. The son had been sick for a long time. Then the son got married. A lady in the church decided to marry the son. So got married. When I came the next time, the wife had rather died. Yes, the young wife, she had rather died. Yes, the sick man is still there, but the new wife was dead. Young, lymphoma, aggressive. Yes, look, life is something that God says, okay, take, be around. But when he says, I don't like it. And he said, oh, maybe it's my fornication, it's my life, it's my this. Look, I'll tell you, I'm not supporting immorality. No, don't think that way. When you think that way, your understanding is like a class 2 child. Yeah. I'm showing you what God is looking at. I'm expecting this from you. This is all I'm expecting. I look at myself, what is God expecting from me? It's quite clear. And I hope to fulfill what he's expecting from me. Yes. I hope to fulfill. I pray. I pray about it all the time. That whatever reason he has allowed me to be here, I should fulfill it. And that's one of the things I heard. Don't change your message. I felt God telling me, don't change the preaching of the God. Don't make it something prosperously, something to make me happy with money. Don't change. Bring Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for people to be saved. Yes. So, this is the message I have for you. And I have for everybody who is listening. Yeah. Look, God used Noah in his drunkenness. God used Moses, even though he was wanted for murder in Egypt. He was wanted till he died. Yeah, he was never acquitted of those charges. God used David, even though he was also, they were planning to take him on when he hands over power. And many others. All the people God used, they were all like us. Like you. Like me. What is it that you can do? What is he expecting from? Is it money? Then you better rise up to you. Is it time? Rise up to it. Is it support? Is it work? Do it. That's the reason we are here. When the reason is finished, pour the dung into it. When I read the word pour into, if you want, I can read it from the Strong's Concordance. Pour into. I thought of things that have been poured into us. Love, messages, preaching, advice, ministry, prayer have been poured into us. What comes out? Nothing. Oh, take it out. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe with this message, all of us worldwide must have a share. I want you to have a share in healing Jesus. I'm not asking you for money per se, but I'm asking you to join, especially with your heart. Yeah. So that whatever happens, healing Jesus, you see, your hand is in it. Yes. And always remember, always remember that to support the crusade is the highest to me. It's my opinion. When we get to heaven, we can find out. But I believe it's the highest, because it's the special one that makes God happy. When you do it, it's like it changes. Look, even me, I realize I have moods. At times I'm happy. At times I'm tense. At times I'm not so happy. And people around me know it. Yeah.
If you get me at a time that I'm happy, you'll be surprised what I can give to you. It's true. Yeah. God is going to do a party for you. I said, God is going to do a party for you. If God gives you money and you are using it to buy handbags, that he was expecting you to give to crusade, and you're using it to buy what? Handbags. Mm-mm. Think about it. How many of you realize that people don't really care about God's work? We give little drips and drops when we remember. When I remember, when you preach a lot and you say some wild things and then you show a video and then we feel, ooh, then we give something small and then we forget about it. But I want us to become partners. I want everybody here to be a partner. Even 10 CDs. I need just 10 CDs from me. I want everybody to say, at least I'm a 10 CD partner. And what are you going to become? Beautiful, exciting, nice, and mood changing to God. You change God's mood. You look and say, oh, you know, this guy makes me happy, you know. I like this guy. How many want God to like you? It's like, I like this guy, you know. I like him. You know, Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie, I've told the story, but I should say it again. You know, one day it was my birthday. And they said they were going to buy something for me. And I told them I want Monopoly. The game Monopoly. That you play Monopoly. So, I was in the house when they came with a box that is my birthday. And they were bringing me my present. So when I opened it, it was a flask. And I said, ah. But you asked me. I said, I like Monopoly. They said, oh no, you cannot play somebody like you cannot play Monopoly. I said, ah. What do you mean by I cannot play Monopoly? I mean, since when are you choosing what I like? They chose a flask that I need the flask. Yes, sir. Let's see if Bishop Eddie is standing because it's true. And I put the flask there and I said, it should be there. Yes, but I didn't know what to do with it. So later I went to buy my own Monopoly. Yes, I went to buy to change my own mood. When I saw it, I said, I'm changing my own mood. My own arm is bringing me salvation. Never choose for somebody what you think makes him happy. That's the unfortunate thing about marriage. That the person you are married to has to believe what you like, not what he likes or what she likes. You need faith. Because a man is different from a woman. So what a man likes, the woman is even surprised. What? You like this? Are you serious? What is wrong with you? How can you like this? I say that is what I like. How can you like this? You shouldn't like this. Like this. Yes. And so depending on what you know, you think that that is what I have to give you. And somebody may say, I don't like maybe this food that you are bringing. I don't need it. I need a song. Sing to me. When you sing, I become happy. But no singing. Because you don't believe it's singing, so play music. So I say, I want you to sing. When you say, oh, I feel happy. Really? Oh, it cannot be. Here's food. Here's it's a band, you know, there's some, you know, it's a band and it's whatever. So I have this, it's a band, some banchi and some, you know. It's a band, Zizi, you'll be happy. You have chosen for me what I like. And I said, that's not what I like. I said, I like this. True or not true? Are we going to choose for God what he likes? Yeah. I saw that thing, you know, I was reading. It said that, oh, they wanted to take the message that they had, that God is not happy with this person. So the person should donate to an orphanage. And the person should make a gospel song. So I was thinking, wow. So a person should make a gospel song and donate to an orphanage. Make God be happy. And I was thinking about it, wow, what can make God happy? I realized that there's something that made the father change his mood, eh? And made him happy. Yeah, I would have suggested a gospel supporting and evangelism. Yeah. Amazing. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for everybody tonight who has come and for blessing us all in a very special way. Thank you for touching, healing Jesus, touching us to do something like healing Jesus Christ. Even though we had a successful church, you touched our hearts to go out into the world and preach the gospel. We thank you in Jesus' name for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. As every head is bound, every eye closed, if you are here and want to give your life to Jesus, lift your right hand like this. Sit where you are, but lift your right hand and say this prayer. Let's all say this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sin. I give my heart to you. From today, I am your child and I will serve you forever. Thank you, Lord, for touching my heart today. I give my heart to you. I will serve you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.